Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hi, I'm so happy you're with me. I'm genuinely happy. This show is a gift from God. Blog Talk Radio is terrific because they don't censor anything at a time when everything is censored. It's just out there. Not only is the show available to anyone who would care to listen to it, but they play it forever. Like after we finish the show today, Blog Talk Radio will continue to make it available to you. So if you don't hear us at this time, you can tune in any time and you'll be able to hear it. I'm Joyce Keller. It's joycekeller.com. I'm available for psychic readings, mediumship readings. There's a big difference between psychic and mediumship. Mediumship is when you reach out to spirits, loved ones, and communication guides and angels and so forth. And that's what I do. And I'm very spiritual. I'm very rooted in Christianity, so don't get all wired. And, you know, for those folks who don't know what's going on, new listeners to the show, welcome. We're here just for your body, mind, and spirit, for your greater good. We have the world's best information right here. So, again, I'm Joyce Keller. My website is joycekeller.com. If I can avail you of any of my services, it's all in there. I have written 10 best-selling books published by leading authors. I'm really dedicated to helping people understand what's going on. What's this madness? Masks, no masks, vaccines, no vaccines. It seems like a time of confusion, right? Where your own intelligence and your own awareness is being tested. So that's great because it forces us to turn within, to the God within. Say, okay, God, what's going on? What do we need to know? I'm so happy that we're going to have on spectacular information today. We have the wonderful pharmacist Ben back with us again. We're so thrilled to have him because he knows, I would say, probably everything. And he works with Dr. Wallach, who was on Coast to Coast last night. So we also have the phenomenal Dr. Scott Keller, who is my very own precious son. He's going to be on with us very briefly in the beginning, telling us what's going on astrologically during this time of seemingly great mayhem. And we need calm voices in the wilderness. So that's why we're here. We are a calm, informative voice in the wilderness. Take a breath, folks. It's all going to be okay. A lot of people are choosing to leave the planet. They say, well, I can't believe they wanted to die. Well, at a certain level, it was decided that they would leave. And well, say God bless them. And we have a lot of people coming in. We have new babies coming in. So the energy on the planet is being raised. We're leaving the third dimension behind us. And we're moving forward. So there you go. A lot happening, and we're going to be here for you for the next. Let's see, I have a lot of calls coming in. Okay, 914. Okay, we lost 914. That's good. I wanted to tell you, I'm not sure we're going to be able to take calls today because we want to cover a lot of ground. I wanted to tell you that the moon went into the sign of Aries early this morning, 6 o'clock this morning, New York time. And that's terrific because it gives us more of a voice. We left the moon in Pisces yesterday, early this morning, and that was a time of reflection and metaphysical awareness. So now we're in a time of speak up and speak out. So I don't think we're going to be able to take your call, 914, so I don't know if you want to hang on or what you want to do, and the rest of the gang calling in, we do appreciate your calls. Okay, before we take pharmacist Ben, I wanted to see how Dr. Scott is doing today. I know he has a message for us about what's going on. And again, I'm Joyce Keller, joycekeller.com, if you'd like to reach me for any of my services or complaints, anything, all of the above. Hello, Dr. Scott. What's going on?
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. And your website is www.askdrscott.com. DrScott.com. So I want to get that, you know, up front for people who would like to know how to reach you. So what's going on, Dr. Scott?
Well, thank you. Everything is good. You know, I like what you what you said to start the show today, Mom. I think it's important that you're telling people that calmness and calm voices are the order of the day, because, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit before we bring on pharmacist Ben. I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on, because it is a very powerful and energetic week this week. I've been away for the last couple of Wednesdays. I'm sorry I haven't been able to join you, but I felt today was kind of important because of what's happening. So, I like the way you mentioned that the moon went into Aries this morning. On Monday, it was in the sign of Pisces, as you just indicated, which was giving us all a kind of a great desire to connect with ourselves on a very healing, loving, emotional, and probably somewhat metaphysical level. However, that was Monday, and today's today. So right. As of today, and as the week progresses, we're literally entering into the fire pit. Now, what does that mean? You know what that means? Remember, the fire pit can be wonderful and or can be challenging depending on what we need and how we treat it and with our own awareness. So what do I mean by the fire pit? Okay, Mercury that you love. Mercury is our planet of communication, technology, and thinking, right? Mercury is going into the smoking hot, dramatic, and aggressive sign of Leo this week. And we know anyone who has Leo in their chart, they're pretty smoking hot, or at least they believe they are, which is good. While at the same time, the moon is shifting from that incredibly metaphysical, gentle, in Ayurvedic medicine, we refer to it as a kapha, slow, more gentle kapha energy, into the most fiery of all, Aries. So we now have this week with two planets that are very close to us and affecting us on a deep neurological level, Aries for the moon and Mercury for Leo. Now this means that our emotional moon is in a fire sign and it's going to make us love the idea of getting creative and super ambitious. You just said something. What did you say? You said that when the moon goes into Aries, you feel what? Did you say?
Very, not only aggressive, but we need to deliver a message. And the message is,
right,
cut the nonsense. The government is nuts. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
Right. So that's your interpretation, and I love it because I agree with it. Most importantly, that's why I love it, because it's the same as mine. But additionally to that, I think because the moon is governing our emotions and Aries is so creative and ambitious, it's going to create a lot of that for us. Now, there's some other things happening that are kind of coinciding it with it, making it this amazing, fiery, aggressive amalgam this week. So at the same time that the sun, well, this is going on with Mercury and the moon in these fire signs, the same time the sun, which is overseeing the whole solar system, is shining in the sign of, guess what, Leo, which is going to be like adding gasoline to and drama to a potentially already very intensified bonfire. Now, these are truly burning hot, aggressive energies this week that if we can be aware of how to utilize it and use it to our advantage, we can easily commit ourselves to being more creative and enthusiastic and ambitious in regard to new projects. So remember, our model, well, my model in particular in all of my healing centers is we, in addition to being a chiropractor, I do readings, I do astrological and Ayurvedic medical readings. And
Sean, who's seeing the microsite? Who sees the microsite, Sean?
It's on the website.
Hello.
When you go to,
I think we have some people coming on board.
Right. We have a lot of energy going on. So
there's another big thing happening this week.
Tell us.
Well, the other thing is what we've been talking about for the last year and a half on the show. The other thing that's happening this week, it's really particularly fascinating to me, and it's really, Mom, it's like the perfect description of what's playing out in this pandemic. Check this out. It has to do with Jupiter and Saturn. As we've been talking about these two planets for the last year and a half, right? These two have been at the core of our transformation. Yeah, they've been at the core of our transformation for this pandemic since, you know, our lives began to change in the beginning of 2020. So until a few days ago, Jupiter, that big expansive planet, was also in the sign of Pisces. Jupiter is our planet of joy. Jupiter is our planet of where we expand ourselves spiritually and in a happy way. So most of us, because Jupiter's been in Pisces lately, we've been feeling this great joy over our spiritual practices, right? We may have been experiencing a heightened level of insight into our healing ourselves and healing others, and all things that are especially of a very Piscean nature. Now, a few days ago, however, Jupiter retrograded backwards into the sign of Aquarius. Now, I have been listening to a number of astrologers and Ayurvedic practitioners as to what this means. I'm getting a little bit of a different take on it, but I have a take on it, and I'd like yours also. So if it retrograded, if Jupiter, our planet of joy, retrogrades back into Aquarius, it means we're going to get joy from experiencing those things Aquarian. Aquarius is our sign of freedom. It's our sign of philanthropy. It's our sign of busting out of the shackles, so to speak, which is perfectly in keeping this week with what you said about the moon going into Aries. It's time to bust out of the shackles and say enough is enough. I believe this is partially responsible for the swing in cases of COVID, as we've now potentially faced more of these social restrictions again. And, of course, we're seeing an increase in the number of cases due to the variant. Why? Because Jupiter is dancing in line with Saturn. That's the whole key, and that's what's been going on for the last year and a half. Saturn is a bitch. Excuse me, I hope we can say that. I know this is not terrestrial. I don't know if it's terrestrial radio or not, but it makes us, Saturn makes us, and I just have to be one more minute on this, and then I'll get your feelings on it. Saturn is a bitch. It makes us think deliberately hard for us so we can progress spiritually. As we all know, Saturn has been at the core of the corrections for everyone individually and especially as a collective through this last year and a half. Now, we looked at Saturn, Mom, as that beautiful planet with the gaseous rings around it. We admired it in astronomy. However, when we get up close to Saturn, we realize the Vedics were right about this. Saturn is actually quite a dangerous planet. It's filled with shards of glass and silicone in its rings, not gases as was previously thought. So this is a perfect metaphor for a planet that teaches us great lessons. But we have to sometimes go through these big challenges. Yeah, isn't that great? All of
it's beyond great. I have one thing to say. May I interrupt, please?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm absolutely dying to get pharmacist Ben on. But what I would like to say is, speaking of pharmacies, you all know that my dad was a pharmacist, and it was before antibiotics came in. And Dr. Fauci's father owned a competitive pharmacy with my dad, both in Brooklyn. And I wanted to say that when I was a little kid, I spoke to my dad about what the most helpful thing is at this time for people who are sick. And he said, he thought for a moment, and he looked at me, and he said, there's nothing more important than colloidal silver. And you know what? Through all of these years, that remains true to this day. I'm going to be asking pharmacists Ben if that's still true. But people who feel they have any form of virus at all, whether it's COVID or whatever it may be, if they were to use colloidal silver spray every 3 hours, even throughout the night, first use it in the nose, use it in the back of the throat, God forbid it goes into your lungs, spray it down to your lungs. Let me ask Pharmacist Ben what he thinks about that. Pharmacist Ben, are you there? Hello?
I'm here. I'm here listening to your very entertaining and informative talk. Scott's brilliant.
Thank you.
Your son's brilliant.
Is he there? Thanks, Ben. Nice to hear from you again.
Yes, I love what you said about Saturn. I always want to know where somebody's Saturn is. When I'm doing their chart or when I'm asking them about the chart, I always want to know where their Saturn is. That gives you a lot of information.
Absolutely.
What somebody's challenges are.
Yeah, sure does.
And also Saturn gets a bad rap and, probably does have some problems. There's some negativity associated with it, but it also teaches us things. It also guides us.
Let me interrupt you. Before you speak at all, tell people how they can reach you, because I know our energy on this show, which is so limited in time. How can people reach you, Pharmacist Ben?
Yeah, I have my skincare. My main business is helping people with their skin, eczema and dry skin and aging skin and dark spots, et cetera. And I've been doing skin for many years. My skin professional skin line is truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments with an S.com, and I encourage anybody who's interested in checking out our reviews at truthreviewed.com. That's with a D, truthreviewed.com. They're pretty amazing.
Absolutely. I've used your product. It's absolutely true. So, and from your viewpoint, Pharmacist Ben, what's going on?
Yes, ma'am.
If people are frightened, they should just use colloidal silver. And I'm not recommending. I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you from my own experience, and because I'm a constant researcher. Please, both of you, speak to me and to our audience.
Well, the way I look at it, to me, the most important health strategy, the most important lifestyle strategy that we could ever incorporate into our lives as a routine or as a habit is meditation. You know, I talk about that all the time. Meditation is not what people, what conventional wisdom has, would have it as. Meditation is really returning back to center, returning back to the present moment. And this is why people can't meditate, because their minds are always flying all over the place. And that's why you have a meditation practice. To practice is to practice returning to the present moment. Well, I believe that what's going on in the world today is our opportunity to practice meditation in the sense that we're learning to practice returning to the present moment. You see, Joyce and Scott, and for the listeners, the present moment is always perfect. There is nothing wrong with the present moment. It is could not be more perfect, the present moment. All our problems are in the future and in the past, which obviously, as we all know, don't exist. So what we're learning today is to return to the perfection of the present moment. And every time you feel yourself in stress or duress or freaking out or anxiety or about what's going on in the world, and obviously the world has a gravity forces us out of the present moment, it's our opportunity to return, to meditate. And that's why we practice on a cushion or at home or morning or night, so that we can learn to do it when the F hits the fan in the middle during our day-to-day lives.
Do you think that COVID would be helped by colloidal silver?
No, you know, I don't even want to. To me, COVID is silliness. It's like another thing that goes on in our world today that is so stupid, with a capital S, to focus on COVID. You can get car accidents. You can get cancer. A freaking meteor could come out of the sky and hit you on the head. All the different ways that life is dangerous, that it's dangerous to be alive, that living is a death-defying event, it's endless. And so you throw another thing into the another thing into the mix. Who cares? Another thing into the mix. It's idiotic. It's a diversion. I don't even want to discuss COVID. I want to discuss how we handle the vicissitudes that are built into being alive. And I don't mean with you, Joyce. I'm talking about, in general, we want to focus on how we handle the inevitable ups and downs of being in a human body, of being in form. Being in a form, and that involves the strategies we use to deal with the current viral infection are the same as the strategies we need to incorporate to deal with our dysfunctional families and with our jobs and our credit card bills and the IRS and all the other things that happen are built into being alive. All the other problematic events that are built into being a human being. So we learn to meditate. We learn to connect with God. We learn to focus on the present moment. We learn to exercise and move our bodies. We learn to breathe correctly. We learn to understand ourselves and the dynamics of what makes us human, and then most especially the dynamics of our minds and our emotions and our spirituality. And to me, that's what all of this is an opportunity for. You know, everything is an opportunity, Joyce and Scott, and to the listeners. Everything, an opportunity. You look at everything as an opportunity. It's a meta opportunity. We now have an opportunity to look at what this opportunity is providing us. Yes, go ahead.
So it should be opportunity, not fear. People are very fear-based.
Yes, yes. You know, in the body you have two nervous systems, Joyce. You have two nervous systems, right? Everybody knows they have a nervous system, but really you have two nervous systems. The nervous system is the system that takes the outside world and turns it into the inside world via satellite post called the senses. Our eyes and our hearing and our nose and our taste and our touch. These are all satellites that let our bodies perceive what's happening in the outside world, channel it through the senses into the nervous system, and then our biochemistry changes. But what people don't understand and nobody talks about is we have two nervous systems. We have a nervous system of fear and we have a nervous system of love. And this is why it's been said that the only two emotions are fear and love. Fear is when the energy, the sights, the sounds, and the touches and all the things that are and the outside world are channeled into a survival nervous system, a survival way of functioning. When information from the environment is channeled into this way of functioning, our blood pressure goes up, our digestion shuts down, our immune system is suppressed, our ability to grow and repair suffers. The blood goes from the front of the brain where we make good decisions and where we're creative into the back of the brain where we act like a reptile, the reptilian brain. When that information is channeled to the other nervous system, the love nervous system, so-called parasympathetic nervous system, our digestion improves, our thyroid functions better, our immune system is stronger, our bones build better, our muscles build better. All of the things we love about life are the end result of neurological processes that are channeled through the love nervous system. The other nervous system is the fear nervous system. And in the Bible, Jesus says, if you're either with me or against me. To me, the parasympathetic nervous system is the Christ force. The sympathetic nervous system is the satanic force. Jesus says you're either with me or against me, meaning you're either net parasympathetic or you're net sympathetic. You're net channeling information from your environment through the love and healing neurological system, i.e. the parasympathetic, or you're channeling it through the fear nervous system, the sympathetic. What does fear stand for? False evidence appearing real. Fear is the lie. Fear is the liar. It is the adversary. Do you see where I'm going here? Jesus says,
absolutely,
you're either with me or against me. You're either in the lie or you're in the truth. The truth is that we are eternal beings. We are not in a body. We are not bodies. We're in a body. And that's the truth. The lie is, oh, my God, there's a virus. Oh, my God, there is cancer. Oh, my God, there are a car accidents. Oh, my God, I'm going to get fired. Oh, my God, the economy. Oh, my God, and guess what? Those who promote the lie are doing the work of the liar. Do you understand what I'm saying? Those who will promote fear, those who will promote fear and encourage us to be afraid are representatives of the adversary. They are representative of the dark force. They are representative of the liars. And that is the pretty, beautiful anchor ladies on TV. That is the handsome anchor men on TV. That is the dignified doctors on TV. Do you understand? What I'm saying
so
here
deceptive.
Is
so deceptive.
So deceptive. So deceptive. Those beautiful anchor women rip off the mask and you see what's underneath. If you open your third eye, you can see it. And so what we have to – but it doesn't matter because this is an opportunity to build our muscles. To build our meditative muscles to take us back into the perfection. Yes, ma'am.
I know that Dr. Scott is dying to say something. So,
yes.
Dr. Scott,
I am absolutely chopping up my – I'm absolutely chopping on my lower lip because this is everything I have it's everything I've been teaching and espousing for my patients over 30 years in practice. And here's something really fascinating. Ben, you're going to love this. I got so tired of talking to my patients. I would always do it. I'm very communicative, my north node in Gemini. So I couldn't avoid communicating this. But one day I decided on the front of my sign-in sheet up at the front desk, I was just going to put a list of all the things that alkalize us and all the things that acidify us and cause inflammation.
Uh-huh.
So all the things that cause us to drift into the Maya. And, you know, in Buddhism, and I teach Vedic philosophy for 30 years, Buddhism and Vedic philosophy basically say the same thing. All our problems come from projecting fear into from our past and into our future rather than living in the present moment, which when you study Vedic philosophy, Maya, in its purest definition, means I'm caught in the fear on the planet of what happened in the past happening again in the future, when in fact we escape the Maya through Vedic philosophy, through meditation of getting present, eliminating those things, and coming back to the one singular moment, which is the thing that attaches us to God. Now, interestingly enough, Ben, you're going to love this. As a pharmacist, and we're both chemists and neurologists on a very deep level while we're practicing this level of spirituality. On this page of all the things that acidify our body, I put false evidence appearing not real, adrenaline and cortisol release from all things having to do with stress and smoking and acidic foods and all that stuff. Right next to it, we keep on the page that says how to alkalize your body. First thing, meditation. Then, obviously, alkalizing foods that are organic and things that don't promote inflammation. So, yes, I'm sitting here chomping at the bit. But, you know, last thing I'll say, that Ben, I love how you came on board and you supported my Saturn journey. Doing readings and so many health consultations for people, once we get to Saturn, people are saying, Dr. Scott, what do I do about this huge Saturn correction in the universe and Saturn being in Aquarius and everybody going inside? You can't address it as a collective. You can only end up in the collective. You have to first start by looking at your own individual Saturn. My Saturn is Pisces. That means my correction, this planet, is all things of Piscean nature. Like what? Well, don't escape through food and drugs. Don't become too emotional for over things from the past. You know, wherever you're – Ben, where is your Saturn?
Capricorn.
So all things that cause you to get stuck in your regimented accounting – the fastidious, like anal retentive lifestyle. Those are the things that remove you from being in the progressive transformative version of pharmacist then.
How about hiding from my responsibilities? Hiding from responsibilities is usually mine. That's usually Pisces or Cancer or Scorpio, but you might have that in Mars, too. Remember, in my lecture, we do a metaphysics meets modern medicine lecture, and my co-presenter always says the same thing. Dr. Stott says if you can eliminate Mars and Saturn from your chart, you're left with nothing but happiness and transformation. So where's your Mars, then?
My Mars is in Mars and Venus are conjunct in Aquarius.
I just love the show.
Your
answer. Both know what
there's
you're
your, there's your answer. There's your correction. Mars and Saturn need to be corrected because Mars is your outward aggressive corrective energy towards others. Saturn is your inward personal journey, how you collect, how you hurt yourself and shoot yourself in the foot internally for yourself. It's wonderful. It's so conclusive. Care of everything A to Z.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. You're brilliant.
Me too,
Brad. That's awesome. Thank you.
What am I going to do?
Sure. You've got a brilliant son there, Joyce.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. You both are. You know, we need like a 12-hour show, but that's not going to happen. We have a caller. I wonder if we could deal with a caller. Would that be possible? Yes?
Well,
no?
Can you please ask them birth date, time, and place, please?
Okay. Hello, 914. How are you today? Who's calling, please?
Hi, how are you? My name is Maria. Yeah, call it from
Maria. Okay. Maria, do we have a birth time or birthday, please? No? Maria, do we have anything? Anything at all, Maria? I guess not. I think we lost Maria. All right, let's get back to Dr. Scott and also Pharmacist Ben. Where were we? We lost Maria. I'm so sorry. And the other callers.
We're talking about the Maya. We're talking about escaping the Maya.
Maya means illusion for those folks who are
Maya means
wondering.
Illusion. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong. By the way, the illusion gets a bad rap. It's attachment to the illusion that's the problem. The illusion is a tremendous phantasmagoria. It's this most amazing cinematic experience, virtual immersion experience that is so delicious and so unbelievably endlessly fascinating, but it's the attachment to the Maya. That's where you run into a problem. When you forget it's Maya, and of course that one might say it's inevitable that we forget that it's Maya, but I think Maya gets a bad rap when it's really our being hooked into the Maya that's the problem.
You know, Ben, you know what you're alluding to, Ben? You're alluding to the reason why we're here to spiritually transform. We have to recognize the Maya and understand how we're supposed to escape from it. People ask constantly, well, what am I supposed to be doing with this incarnation? Well, you're supposed to recognize why you chose, before you took your first breath, why you chose to come in here. It was to have that experience of experiencing that Maya and be able to not be attached to it. So it's incredibly basic
exactly
that you know that.
Yeah, because I find myself blown away by the intricacy, by the architecture and the regulation and the choreography at the tiniest of the tiniest levels to the biggest of the biggest levels, from the quark to the supernova. It's so tightly regulated and organized and intelligent and responsive. I have spent endless hours in delight studying and seeing how all this magic is put together. It just floors me. So I'm always hesitant to put a knock on it because it's just so beautiful to me. But I do know that pain and suffering, or suffering, not pain, but suffering, is the result of attachment and belief in the Maya, and that's what the lie is, belief in the lie. And that's why this dichotomy of the adversary versus the Christ or the God force versus the adversary is so important to me.
So, Pharmacist Ben, if people would like to speak with you or contact you, please tell us your contact info.
Yes.
And you also, Dr. Scott. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you can email ben@truthtreatments.com, and you can also send, you can also check out my website, truthtreatments.com, for my formulations, which are all developed, by the way, in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was there's certain strategies that you could employ topically to make the skin healthier, more beautiful, and to help eliminate skin diseases and skin pathologies ranging from the mild dry skin to the most severe psoriasis and eczema.
Your product, all the products are really magical. I have to tell you that. They really do work.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Dr. Scott, how can people track you down?
Thank you. Well, you know, you're welcome to call either our New York Healing Center or the Florida one. The number is the same. It's the phone number 631, area code 375-8702. And you can get us on
The website, which is www.ask-drscott.com, or you can just punch in Dr. Scott Keller. It'll come up. And Ben, you know, it's been wonderful having you on the show. I want to talk to you about everything we've been speaking about and then include a little bit about how Ayurvedic medicine kind of infiltrates into this as a way of working with that Maya on a human vehicle standpoint, from a human vehicle standpoint. I'd love to have that discussion with you someday.
I love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you very,
thank
very
you
much.
So.
God bless
thank
us
guys.
All. Thank you. Thank
Bye.
You, darling.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.